Hello, and welcome to another episode of MK Crypto Diaries. I am your host, Dr. Justine Sherry Herrera, and we are recording today's episode on the 30th of June 2023. What is the DLT pilot regime? Are applications open? Which securities market infrastructure players are eligible to participate in this sandbox? Will we finally see a securities, or rather STO, secondary market finally exist and even maybe flourish? Here with us to speak all about the EU DLT pilot regime, which is effectively a regulatory sandbox that allows operators of market infrastructure to test DLT in the issuance, trading and settlement of tokenized financial instruments, is Dr. Kelly Fenech. Dr. Kelly Fenech is one of our very own Technical Senior Associates at MK Fintech Partners and is specialized in fintech, investment services, and financial services. Notably, Kelly has been ranked in fintech for 3 years running by the esteemed Law Chambers and Partners and also Legal 500. Well, Kelly, thank you so much for joining us today. Let's get right into it. So, Kelly, what is the current state of play when it comes to the tokenization of securities? Are people actually tokenizing securities nowadays? And if so, why? What are the benefits of doing so? Also, perhaps if you can mention any big players also exploring this space might also be helpful.
Tokenization of securities is a growing trend, and several companies and institutions were and remain exploring or implementing tokenization projects. In my view, tokenization refers to the process of representing traditional assets such as MiFID financial instruments, that is vanilla shares, bonds, etc., on a blockchain or distributed ledger using tokens. These tokens can then be traded or transferred digitally, providing benefits such as increased liquidity, fractional ownership, enhanced transparency, and streamlined settlement processes. There are also several reasons why people are interested in tokenizing securities: improved liquidity, enhanced efficiency, and improved transparency. You also mentioned which are the notable players which have shown an interest in tokenizing securities. If my memory serves me correct, Siemens AG is one of the first companies in Germany to issue a digital bond in accordance with Germany's Electronic Securities Act, if I'm correct. It was worth 60 million. It has a maturity of 1 year and is underpinned by a public blockchain, specifically the Polygon blockchain.
Okay.
There was also JP Morgan Chase, one of the largest investment banks. They launched the JPM coin, a digital currency for instant payment settlements. Please note the JPM coin is a stable coin made by JP Morgan on the Quorum, forked from Ethereum blockchain.
Okay, perfect. So basically, when we're talking about tokenization of securities, it's the traditional MiFID financial instruments. You mentioned shares and bonds, and there are several benefits, including efficiency, transparency, and perhaps also automation. So instead of the days of trade in the settlements line taking 3 days, everything's automated in one transaction. So you have clearing and settlement automated in
few
one
seconds or a
few
minute.
So of course this is one major advantage.
Definitely.
And obviously you mentioned Siemens and JP Morgan. JP Morgan is a sort of clear market leader in this space, and I'm excited to see what else they're going to do. So if I had to move on to perhaps obstacles, so would you say that there are obstacles in terms of tokenizing security? Sort of why hasn't this space really taken off?
Well, it hasn't taken off yet, primarily because it falls out of the traditional regulatory framework for financial instruments. So there's always this hurdle which comes along where people want to utilize the technology, the distributed ledger technology, tokenize securities. However, then major issues come along with clearing and settlement because the technology differs to the current technology in play. So that is the major hurdle why I believe that till today it hasn't taken off as it should have.
Fair enough. So obviously the regulation and the rules aren't in line with what these players hope to achieve.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. And now, in terms of regulation, we're speaking about regulation and sort of that this has been the main obstacle so far. Now, everybody's heard of MiCA. I'm pretty sure that if you are operating in this space, as it's sort of a big milestone in the crypto community. But it seems that many persons are still quite green when it comes to the new regulation on the tokenization of securities in Europe. So on the 23rd of March 2023, the European Union implemented the DLT pilot regime, which many say represents a significant step forward in the use of DLT in the European financial services sector. Can you please give an overview of what is this DLT pilot regime regulation and what also it hopes to achieve?
Well, this follows on from my previous answer. Because the traditional financial services regulatory frameworks weren't drafted with DLT in mind, we are facing certain hurdles where if you want to operate a DLT market infrastructure, you cannot meet certain regulatory requirements, specifically clearing and settlement, but there are others. So the European Parliament recognized that this poses several problems, and they issued a regulation that creates a pilot regime for the use of these DLT market infrastructures.
So pilot regime is like a sandbox, regulatory sandbox. Let's
correct,
that.
Correct. And okay. It came into force on March 23rd, 2023.
So a few months ago.
Just a few months ago. So the main players which the DLT pilot regulation would apply to would be multilateral trading facilities, central securities depositories, and investment firms authorized under the Markets in Financial Instruments Regulation and the Markets in Financial Instruments Directive. Also, under the DLT pilot regulation, MTFs, CSDs, and investment firms, which are already authorized and operating, may apply to the competent authority for specific permissions to operate DLT market infrastructures.
So they'll be at an advantage and they can leverage their current license, and it will obviously be faster instead of applying from like a derogation. Or
definitely, mm-hmm. definitely. That's why they will operate within a sandbox.
Yes, okay.
With respect to the DLT multilateral trading facility, that can be operated only by a licensed MTF.
Okay.
A DLT settlement service can only be operated by a licensed CSD,
okay.
Central uh-huh. Securities mm-hmm. Depository. Mm-hmm. And then they also came up with something innovative, which is a DLT trading and settlement service, okay. which is rather interesting because it combines the functions of a DLT MTF and a DLT settlement service. And this could be operated by a MiFID firm or a CSD.
Okay, so it can combine the actions instead of having the different players transact or settle the transaction on blockchain. You can have an MTF which can do all the three roles, CSD, settlement, and storage of the transaction in one.
Correct.
Solution.
And that's what I believe mm-hmm. is the future.
Of course, makes sense. And can you please go into what the key features of the DLT pilot regime are? In terms of, okay, you mentioned who's eligible to participate, but perhaps you could also dive into what sort of exemptions and derogations applicants may obtain.
Okay, well, first off, it's important to identify which financial instruments can be admitted on mm-hmm. these DLT mm-hmm. market infrastructures. Mm-hmm. There are shares, the issuer of which has a market capitalization or a tentative market capitalization okay. of less than 500 million euros. Mm-hmm. Bonds okay. or other forms of securitized debt, including depository receipts in respect of such securities, or money market instruments with mm-hmm. an issue size of less than 1 billion, mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. excluding those that embed a derivative or incorporate a structure which makes it difficult mm-hmm. for the client to understand the risk involved. and units in collective investment schemes. Obviously, the assets under management of the UCITS must be less than 500 million euros. So what we're talking about here is vanilla instruments, shares, bonds, and units. No complex financial instruments. However, in terms of exemptions and derogations, some of the most notable provisions which come to my head are intermediation, including possibility to offer direct access to natural persons to deal with own account as DLT infrastructure participants, transaction reporting. There will be definitely a derogation with respect to Article 26 of MIFIR. Recording and settling these DLT financial instruments with the CSD, rules on cash settlement, and many others.
Okay.
Transaction reporting is another. These will all get a derogation and exemption because they do not fit in the current regulatory framework. The technology doesn't fit. So this is what the whole scope is. They want to understand the technology, let it operate within a sandbox, and once they understand properly, see how they can regulate it better.
Okay, perfect. Amazing. And so this all sounds very attractive, and it seems like the regulators is offering some degree of flexibility in order to create this secondary market liquidity when it comes to STOs. Now, imagine I'm a client, I'm a bank, I'm a MIFID firm, I'm whoever I am, but I'm interested in applying to participate in this regulatory sandbox regime. Can you give an overview of what the process looks like and where do I start?
Certainly. Well, the process isn't the same, but very similar to a normal license application. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So there would be a submission of an application, submission of a business plan, which would entail describing exactly how this DLT market infrastructure is going to operate, the safeguards, how you're going to protect consumers' assets, so on, so on. You have to have the rules of how the market infrastructure is going to operate, certainly. There has to be a description of the distributed ledger technology which would be utilized and other cyber and IT arrangements to ensure there is security and safety. And like I said, the details of the exact exemptions being sought after.
So it would be the applicant would have to highlight what type of derogation or exemption it needs and why and justify.
Correct.
Okay, the infrastructure. All right, okay. And sort of moving towards some closing questions. How long is the permission to operate on the DLT market infrastructure granted for? And what will happen at the end of that period? Also in terms of passporting, how will this apply to these players?
Certainly. The permission to operate DLT market infrastructure in accordance with the DLT pilot regime is temporary, and to be specific on temporary, that means limited to a period of up to 6 years. And within those 6 years, the DLT market infrastructure will be periodically reviewed by the supervisors of the competent authority. They will be subject to strict requirements, the applicants, and if they fail to meet the requirements, they will obviously, their permission will be withdrawn by the authority.
Okay.
There was another question.
Yes, about passporting. How would it work? Imagine I have authorization to be exempt or have some derogation in terms of the DLT market infrastructure. Can I passport in the EU?
No, definitely. The DLT permission under the pilot regime will come with an EU passport, meaning that it shall be valid throughout the European Union.
Okay. So, and at the end of the 6 years in terms of the sandbox, will the EU sort of extend the sandbox? Will it turn into a regulation? Is there any information in terms of what the EU's plans might be?
Well, after 5 years from the entry into the application for the DLT pilot regime, so we could say 5 years of operation of this DLT market infrastructure, ESMA shall produce a report on the experimentation.
Okay.
And on the basis of ESMA's report, the Commission will present a report to the Council and Parliament on whether the DLT pilot regime shall be extended for another period, extended to other types of financial instruments, hopefully other complex instruments like derivatives, and made permanent with or without amendment or terminated.
Okay, all right, amazing. And as a closing question, how do you foresee this space evolving and what are you most excited for?
In my view, the future is here and it's digital. The potential for digital securities should then follow an exponential path once launched on the right track. I would add that as of today, there are many players who have tokenized securities, mm-hmm. such as shares, but they have been limited to private placement. This because there, till now, there was no secondary market for tokenized securities, and this because the legal framework didn't allow for such mm-hmm. an ecosystem. Mm-hmm. The DLT pilot regime finally gives the opportunity for the creation of a secondary market.
Yes, so hopefully we'll see the fruits of this regulation being born and hopefully we'll see a secondary market. I believe that behind the scenes there are some big players who have submitted applications or are showing interest, and but obviously time will be needed in order for these to get authorized and then assets being listed and then to be liquidity. So correct. It's a process, but at least sort of very hopeful because there is regulation and we'll see how this plays out. Now, Kelly, firstly, thank you so much for participating and giving insights on the DLT pilot regime. And secondly, before I let you go, I'd like to invite you to participate in our usual round of I Call Bullshit. Okay. So I'll read out a statement or a statistic and you can tell me true or false, or I call bullshit, I don't call bullshit.
Sure, go for it.
So according to stomarket.com, the current total security token market cap is over 10 billion.
Correct.
Do you have what number would you guess if you had to guess? Any guess? Wild guess.
It's in the trillions.
No. So according to this data source, it is a bit over 16 billion. Okay. However, it's projected to reach the trillions in about 5 years' time. Okay. So we'll have a take.
I've always been ahead of my time.
So. Kelly, thank you so much for joining the conversation. It has been an absolute pleasure. Okay. And to you, the listener, if you enjoyed the episode, please like and share. And also feel free to subscribe to our newsletter. And until next time, thank you for listening and take care.